Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn. She's here to talk about two major projects for the city of Pella and some of their upcoming programs as they make the transition from summer to fall. And let's go ahead and start with the indoor pool project, which is still slated to be completed in November. We've had a couple of chats with Mike Nardini about this. But from the community services perspective, how are things going with that?
Well, I think everyone's probably aware, but the indoor pool project was a pretty big project for us. And just to give everyone a reminder, the project itself was consisting of repairs and improvements to the mechanical system, boiler and air handling systems, the pool deck, the basins, the exterior of the building, the locker rooms, and some of the other public spaces. So it's been a really big, comprehensive project for us, and it's going really well. The work started on the project in April of this year, and it took them a few weeks to get all the demolition work completed, but now they're working on some of the interior improvements now. The pool deck and the pool basin are being prepared for the new surfacing. The pool deck will have larger tiles, while the basin itself will be a painted surface, kind of like the outdoor pool. And then also as part of the renovation, we've added a meeting room on the main level just off the pool deck, which will be, I think, a really nice feature and a great space for people to rent for birthday parties or maybe some other family functions. So we're looking forward to that. And we've also added a family restroom, which we think will be a nice feature as well.
Another big project for the city is the sports park. Where is that at from the community services side of things?
The sports park project is progressing. And again, just a summary of that project, it was an installation of 5 baseball fields, which will have lights. We'll also have a concessions building out there, some multi-purpose fields with a restroom facility. We'll have some paved parking, and then also we're going to have some playground equipment out there as well, both in the complex proper and then also a smaller one in the area near the multi-purpose fields. So we did start work on that project last fall, and completion of the project is still slated for later this fall. And probably the most exciting thing from our aspects in the Parks Department is they were able to get some of the outfield seeded here in the last week. And even though it's only been just a few days, we do have some grass growing out there. So we're pretty excited about seeing those fields green up out there. And we also have concessions building. The plumbing and mechanical and electrical work is taking place. The majority of the parking lot has been paved. And then they're working on some septic systems and starting to pave some of the walks up to and around the concessions areas.
Parks Department was busy last year creating garden creatures. Those were featured this summer in Central Park for Thursdays in Pella and other downtown events. And now folks who enjoy them have an opportunity to make them a part of their own front lawn, really. Talk about the special auction coming up for the garden creatures.
Yeah, we are in the midst of taking silent bids for both the hummingbird, the dragonfly, and the butterfly, and we have bid sheets located in the community services office here at 712 Union, and we're going to be taking bids until September 30th for those, and any of the proceeds will be used to help create our features for next year.
And then, of course, here in the center, when they stop on by, they can also have and get some information about art classes. Go ahead and tell us about some of the fall programs coming up at the Art Center.
I think everyone's maybe familiar with some of our after-school art programs, and those did start last week, but we do still have some openings, so we're happy to have you come in and sign up for some of those. And we have also started adding some adult classes as well. We have our hors d'oeuvres and art classes, which we started late last spring, and we took a break over the summer months, but now we're starting up again. And basically, that's on the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month. We offered a class just for adults. The second Tuesdays of each month, we do a hands-on ceramic class. And then on the fourth Tuesday of each month, we offer an instructor-led painting class. Pre-registration is required for those. And on the 23rd, we will be doing a windmill painting, so we're working a little Dutch features in there as well. And then also this weekend on Saturday, September 13th, we're offering a class on making the concrete elephant ears, which if you're familiar with those, you just take one of a big elephant ear and you put some concrete on it. And then when you flip it over, you have a real nice design with the leaf veins on it. And you can use it for a bird bath or a stepping stone. So those projects are sometimes a little bit more than you want to take on at home. So we'll set everything out for you, and we'll clean up the mess afterwards. So if you'd like to take part in that, it is $20 a person, and you can just call the community center at 628-4571 to register.
And thanks again to Jeanette Vaughn for joining us on today's program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.